There's a great Christmas song that says, the title is Mary, Did You Know? And maybe when you've listened to that on the radio or you've heard it sung in a church, you've asked yourself the question, I wish my life mattered as much as Mary's did. Well, you may be young and you may feel like you don't have a life of significance. You may be old and you feel like you have nothing left to offer. You may be single and you feel like God has passed you by. Or you may be confused and you feel like you need to know all the answers. You may be saying tonight, what on earth am I here for? Hear this Christmas message today. You, like Mary, matter to God. Why? Why do you matter to God? Why do you need to know that you matter to God? Well, because of three things I want to share with you very briefly this evening. The first one is because you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Regardless of how you feel today, you are a special design to God. There is no one else on this earth that is exactly like you. Just like you're going to see some snowflakes tomorrow, they tell us. You'll realize that every snowflake is different. There's not one that's exactly the same as the other. There's not two alike. Have you ever remembered, you remember that game where it used to go, one of these things is not like the other? One of these things just isn't the, oh, better than the first service. You know that song, right? I could bring up six different people from this congregation tonight, put you up on the platform, and we would look at you, and there's not one of you that would look the same as the other. You're all unique. Even if we had a set of twins up here, those that know twins really, really well know that they're not the same. They look the same, but they're not the same. Look at Psalm 139, verse 14, one of my favorite verses in Scripture. For it says this, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. This Christmas story tells us that there was no other one like Mary. No one else on earth that had been designed by God to partner with him to bring his son into the world. Friend, you matter to God today because God took great care in knitting you together in your mother's womb to reflect his glory. And if any of you have ever studied the anatomy of our body, you would know that your body's amazing. Now, look to your neighbor, even a little bit in the dark, and go, your body is amazing. Could you do that with a little more enthusiasm? Your body is amazing because you were made in the image of God. I heard somebody say, I'm weird. No, not me. Somebody else said that. He said, I'm wonderful, I'm exciting, I'm interesting, I'm real, and I'm difficult. Do you look at yourself in the morning and go, man, I'm wonderful? Here's something I want you to do tomorrow morning. Before you put on your makeup, before you put a brush to your hair, before you put water on your face, I want you to get in the mirror and look at yourself and say to God, Merry Christmas, you are wonderful. That'll be the best Christmas gift you ever gave yourself. Why would that be? Because God took great pleasure in designing you. I've heard it said that if you don't like the way that you are, that literally you're shaking your fist in the face of God and saying that he did a bad job, that he didn't know what he was doing. God took great pride in making you. And he loves you and he loves me with an everlasting love. His love is evident in this season of giving. Just in what happens during this season, in giving gifts and exchanging opportunities to celebrate together and taking food to each other and just laughing and spending time together. It's just an evidence of how wonderful things are when we recognize that we're made in the image of God. You see, regardless of how you feel tonight, whether you feel ashamed, whether you feel lonely, whether you feel insignificant, you, like Mary, matter to God. But there's a second reason why you, like Mary, matter to God. And that's because you're not here by accident. The dictionary defines accident as an unforeseen event or one without apparent cause. It's like the cowboy who goes to buy some life insurance, and the broker asked him if he had any accidents in the past year, to which the cowboy replied, "No, but I was kicked by a horse, chased by a raging bull, and bitten by a snake, and that laid me up for a little while." And the agent said, "Weren't they accidents?" To which the cowboy replied, "No, they did it on purpose." You know the Christmas story. In the fullness of time, God had the little young couple make their way to Bethlehem. It was the most inconvenient of times. Mary was great with child. Now, for those of you that make this your church home, you know that when I read things, I put myself right in there. And so I'm thinking to myself, all I can see is Mary waddling to Bethlehem. Because when, you know, you get that big, that's what happens. You don't walk, you waddle. It's true. I've never had to waddle like that, but I've seen a lot. But you know what? I can just picture in my mind every once in a while, she looks over at Joe and just goes, "Do you know how uncomfortable I am?" Maybe you're thinking, well, you know, I thought she rode to Bethlehem on a donkey. Don't think about that for a moment. How comfortable would that have been? Look at their circumstances. They lived in Nazareth. But because of secular reasons, because of a census, because of a political reason, they had to make their way to Bethlehem. Many thought that their journey to their homeland was about filing for taxes, when it was part of God's plan to get Joe and Mary to Bethlehem to fulfill a prophecy that had been written about hundreds of years ago. There are no accidents. Not at all. You might be thinking tonight, well, what am I doing here? Can I tell you why you're here? Listen to King David, what he said about God. In the message, it says, "You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All of the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I even lived one day." That's an amazing set of verses. If it's true about Mary, it's true about you. You see, Mary mattered to God because God had made her fearfully and wonderfully. God took great care in designing her and preparing her to be a partner with him to bring salvation to the world. All of her stages were spread out before God. He knew what would happen to her, even if Mary didn't know. And even when the angel did tell her, she was doubtful, because it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 36, that Mary asked the angel, "How can I have a baby? I'm a virgin." Just as it was God's plan to have Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem, so it was God's plan that you would be here today. In this building. In Fort Saskatchewan. In 2018. And when I think about that, I want you to think about two things. I want to invite you to think about two things this moment. About the fact that you're not here by accident. One is that you must embrace the unknown in your life. You see, here's what I know. Is that you don't know what you don't know. And for some of you this evening, you may know about the Christmas sentiment. You know, you may know about the spirit of Christmas, but maybe you've never really understood the Savior of Christmas. You cannot see until you look back what God is doing in your life to bring you to this place. And my question to you is, if you hear me and you think I'm only speaking to you, then that's God saying to you, "I've got something for you, friend. I'm speaking to you. Do you hear God tonight? Are you seeing yourself looking around at others?" Mary did. Look at what it says in Luke 1, verses 36 and verse 37. "Now Elizabeth, your relative, is also pregnant with a son, though she is very old. Everyone thought she could not have a baby, but she has been pregnant for 6 months. God can do anything." Incredible verse. Second thing I want you to think about is that you must examine the lives of those around you who have a personal relationship with God. Do you see a difference? Do you see a difference in their life that may not be the same as in yours? Do you see peace in the midst of pain? Do you see joy in the midst of hardship? Do you see love in the midst of hatred? You see, God was orchestrating his plan with Mary. And consider the lives of those around you who've experienced this miracle and line up the events in your life where you can see the love of God. Paul Wallace said this, several years back I heard that Deion Sanders, the sensational defensive back for the Dallas Cowboys, had gotten saved. He accepted Jesus as his Savior. He said, then I saw him do an interview with ESPN months later, and I saw a big difference in him, and I knew someone had mentored or discipled him. In his autobiography, Power, Money, and Sex, How Success Almost Ruined My Life, he read it just to discover who had mentored Deion. In his book, he refers to Bishop T.D. Jakes as his spiritual father. He calls him his daddy in Christ. And three chapters in the books are devoted to the things that Bishop Jakes taught him about power, money, and sex. Deion said this, and I quote, "You may think it strange to include this in my autobiography, but this is why I wrote the book in the first place, because these teachings changed my life forever. They set me on a road to meet my Lord, and that's why I want to share them with you. Maybe that'll change your life too. You, like Mary, matter to God. Why? Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Why? Because you're not here by accident. And thirdly, you are given the opportunity to make a difference. Mary could have missed the opportunity to partner with God, but she trusted God when he said that he would do what he would say he did, and she allowed God to work out his plan in her life. Now we forever will know about Mary because she said yes to God. Our lives have been changed because of her obedience. Luke 1 verse 38 says, Mary said, I am the servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you have said. Then the angel went away. But you might be saying today, well, Bob, that was Mary. Do you know who I am? I couldn't make a difference if my life depended on it. Oh, yes, you can. You can make a difference. I'm reminded of the story of a discussion at a church camp for children when one of their counselors was leading a discussion on the purpose of God for all of his creation. And they began to find good reasons for the clouds and the trees and the rivers and the rocks and the animals, just about everything else in nature. And finally, one of the children said, if God has a good purpose for everything, then why did he create poison ivy? This made the discussion leader gulp, because she struggled with the question. She didn't have an answer for this one. And while she was trying to come up with an answer, another child piped up and said, the reason God made poison ivy is that he wants us to know that there are certain things that we should keep our cotton picking hands off. Physician, theologian, and philosopher Albert Schweitzer stated this, the purpose of human life is to share and to show compassion and the will to help others. The Apostle Peter recorded these words in 2 Peter verses 1, or chapter 1, verse 3. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting us to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. One of the best-selling books among all books right now is A Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. And Warren begins his book with these words, and I quote, it's not about you. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It's far greater than your family, your career, or your wildest dreams and ambitions. If you want to know why you were placed on this earth, you must begin with God. I invite you this Christmas Eve to accept the truth that you, like Mary, matter to God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're not here by accident. And you were created to make a difference in this world. But the starting place tonight is with a relationship with God. And I trust that during this Christmas season, you will open your heart and your mind to the truth of who Jesus is and how much he loves you and how much you matter to him. Will you pray with me? Father God, I thank you. for this afternoon, for this privilege of being together and giving our time and our energy just to focus on celebrating the message of Christmas. I thank you for each one here. Lord, there's not one here that's here by accident. And that you have a purpose for everyone that's here. And you want to come and invade their life with your love and transform it into a life that makes a difference because it starts with you. And so, God, I pray for those this afternoon that they would just open their hearts and to accept the truth about your son, Jesus, that he died for their sins, that he rose again so that we might have life in him. Father, may we hear your voice speaking to us tonight. And may we say yes to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.